The sacrifice, the hard work, and the dedication of Indian ancestors are being remembered today, which is being observed as Indian Heritage Day. And President of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Indian Heritage Foundation, Junior Bacchus, is urging persons of Indian descent to join in observing the day today.
Today marks 140 years since our Indian ancestors were involved in a protest march from Argyle into Kingston. So we are commemorating this important day because in March of 2007, the Parliament of St. Vincent and the Grenadines passed a bill into an act to designate 4th of June as Indian Arrival Day and the 7th of October as Indian Heritage Day. So today we are encouraging people of Indian heritage to commemorate the day by wearing something Indian to wherever they're going today. We are also encouraging persons of Indian heritage to also partake in Indian cuisine. I know we don't have quite a lot of restaurants doing Indian food, but we do have a lot of Indians living in St. Vincent who are able to prepare their authentic Indian food. So we're encouraging persons to partake in Indian cuisine today.
Mr. Bacchus says that the foundation is continuing to highlight the stories of outstanding Indians in the diaspora.
We also continuing with documenting the stories of Indian elders, the persons who have, you know, over 60 or so years old, who have a little, we want to document their stories of how they were able to live as an Indian in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, what conditions were like and how it compared then and now. So we have been doing this over the last 2-3 years, actually, since we have been involved with this pandemic. But this year, we are doing these stories, and they are recorded in the United States and the United Kingdom. So we are involving the members of the Indian community who are residing in the diaspora this year. So every week during the month of October, we will share the stories of our Indian elders, 2 persons per week, and they are being done by our Indian community living in High Wycombe, England, as well as in the United States and Canada.
And according to Mr. Bacchus, the Indian Heritage Foundation is seeking to preserve the legacy of their ancestors.
Our limitations are tremendous, I mean, in terms of what we can do, what we want to do, I should say. But what we would love to see happen is that some symbol for the Indians be registered in the Argyle area. We are the offspring of these Indians, and we would love to see something symbolic, something important, some statue or something be established here. And we choose Argyle because of the symbolic nature of Argyle. That's where the 50 Indians gathered on the 7th of October, 1882, to start their march into Kingston.
President of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Indian Heritage Foundation, Junior Bacchus. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.